New sound. Harsh, often communicating frenzy, confusion, and anxiety. The instruments were now mainly electric and were being used differently. The bass, previously restricted to basic chord roots, was now amplified and played like a guitar or drum in constantly varying rhythmic patterns. The drummer's function also changed. Instead of providing only a background beat, he now worked closely with the guitar and the bass, playing intricate patterns and extended solos. But the key to the part fitted with the bite of effects as both a solo and a rhythm instrument. Often, it was difficult to recognize the sounds produced as the sounds of a guitar. In 60s rock, as much time, energy, and imagination went into the recording of songs as into their writing and arranging. Developments in electronics, especially multi-track recording, encouraged the creation of more complicated combinations of sound. The Beatles not only molded the character of rock in the 60s, but equally important, they evolved as the music itself evolved. Adopting a new, more critical, social protest tone that was coming to dominate rock lyrics. They looked critically at apathy and indifference. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in nowhere land. There's nowhere place for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view.
Jimbo in downtown Asheville, I hope this answers your question.
Eleanor Rigby, it's a price in a church where a wedding is being. It's in a dream, it's at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in her jar by the door. Who is it for? Do they all
know? It's the values of a society that worships money.
You're listening to Mental Illness as a Technology and Vice Versa. Email me at andrew.octopus@gmail.com. Keep it tuned right here.
The most important American contribution to 60s rock came from Bob Dylan. Coffee houses, writing and singing protest songs. By the mid-60s, however, Dylan had realized the limited audience potential of folk music and the enormous potential of rock. To write songs that were more personal as well as more complex. One of the many to bridge the two styles and to give birth to the term folk rock. The Byrds were among others.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleeping, there ain't no place. successful.
Jimbo in downtown Asheville has written us back. Jimbo writes, "Do you believe that time travel is possible? If so, why? Bob Dylan is also asking this question. How many internet listeners do we have right now? Wow. Hello to all 24 of you listening over the internet. Yes. Everyone listening online as well as over the airwaves. Don't tell us though. Yeah, don't mention the fact that you're actually hearing this on your radio. That's not a good idea. I keep getting these horrible senses of deja vu. This feels like a show I did in September. Although I'm sure it's not. Well, good grief, I just... Man. You know, I went to buy Sudafed today and I had to go ask for it behind the counter. Yes, yes, yes. Do I look like I'm running a meth lab? Or something? Yeah, Sudafed is one of the precursor ingredients of methamphetamine. So people shoplift it all the time. And they're working on a law where you have to sign your name for it. So they can tell people who are going like to a whole bunch of different stores and buying all the different Sudafed products they can get as Sudafed and dry ice. And you know, when I went to Ingles Supermarket the other day, which for those of you listening on the internet is one of the largest supermarket chains in Western North Carolina, what were the two things they had featured on sale? Sudafed and dry ice. Ingles knows what's going on. They're putting the methamphetamine precursor ingredients on sale while they still can. What's love got to do with it? That's what I want to know. What? Here we go. What's love got to do with it, babe? What's love? Never mind. New instrumental. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, if you would like to have your emails read on the air and answered by our team of crack researchers and crop circle designers and graffiti artists, please email me at andrew.octopus@gmail.com. If you want to send me money, send it to the station instead. Free Radio Asheville, P.O. Box 1485, Asheville, North Carolina, 28802. If you're listening on radioforall.net, good for you. Hope you'll keep it tuned. As the old country preacher once said, I'm feeling inspired tonight. Not even God himself knows what I'm going to say. Keep it right here.
Aretha Franklin.
I want to thank all the RadioForAll.net listeners. The program is now coming to an end. Email me at andrew.octopus@gmail.com. If you're in the Asheville area, tune in live. Or if you're on the internet, tune in next week. The show is posted every Tuesday morning. We have an exclusive interview with Inga Muccio. More from our Bell Hooks bootleg lecture. as well as the usual mix of philosophy, science fiction, pseudoscience, junk science, and new ways of looking at the world. Mental illness is a technology and vice versa. I'm your host, Andrew Octopus, saying if you're not crazy, you're not evolving. See you next week.
I had something playing and I don't know what it was at the moment. I'll be back in a minute.